Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. We're holding a Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, 10 lines in the bottom, by the words Amr Mar Zutra. So he mentioned the halacha from Rab Nachman, that Shabbos is able to be Kaivei Achiv of Chumas and Meisers, even on something which wasn't Nigmar and Malachton. So says the Gemara now, Amr Mar Zutra, Breder of Nachman, that Afan Onami Tanina, we have a raya to this Yisoid from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, that Ve'oidam Rabbi Eliezer, Oymin Adam Alamuksa, Erev Shabbos V'Shvias V'Chulu. We spoke about a case of a person who he has fruits that are laid out to dry, and they're quasi-edible, so in order to eat it on Shabbos, you have to designate it. If you designate it, so now it's not Muksa, now you could eat it. Now the Mishnah focused on a case of a Shemitah year. So why are we focusing on the case of a Shemitah year? Seemingly, because we want to get out of the Chiv Trumas and Nisers. So says the Gemara, says Mar Zutra, Taima de Shvias to Lav Bari Surihu. The reason why you could eat it on Shabbos once you're making it is because it's not Chayv and Trumas and Nisers, right? You can't take off Trumas and Nisers on Shabbos. So we wanted to get rid of the Chiv Trumas and Meisers. So perfect. We got rid of it by discussing a Shemitah year. Mashma, Habishar Shnei Shavua. Mashma, if we were talking about a different year of the Shemitah cycle, so then, Hachanami da Aser. So then, even if you're making it, it's going to be Aser to eat it on that Shabbos, because it's Chayv and Trumas and Meisers. Now, why? My time. Why is it Aser to eat it? Why is it Chayv and Trumas and Meisers? It's not Nigmar and Malachton. It's not fully dried yet. So why is it Chayv and Trumas and Meisers? Lav Mishum de Shabbos Kava. It must be, you see from this Mishnah, that because you designated to eat it on Shabbos, that itself has the ability to be Kaveya Achiv of Trumas and Meisers, even on something which wasn't Nigmar and Malachton. Says the Gemara, Loi, no, there's no raya from our Mishnah to this side. Shani Hasam came into Amr Mikanani Eicholamachar. The reason, the thing that's Kaveya, the Chiv Trumas and Meisers in our Mishnah, is not Shabbos, it's the fact that you were Kaveya in Achila. You said, I'm going to eat it. So then, that you're Kaveya, a Kfias on it, so that's what's Kaveya, Chiv Trumas and Meisers. So Kavalei Love, he was Kaveya on it, that's what's Kaveya, the Chiv Trumas and Meisers. So says the Gemari, Hachi, if so, so then, Ma'ir Yashabbos. I feel b'chol nami. So why are we talking about an erev Shabbos going into Shabbos in the Mishnah? This is true about a Tuesday and a Wednesday also. It's true any day of the week. Says the Gemara, Kamash Malon, the Teva Muchan who eats al Shabbos Shemaver v'siknei misukan. Yeah, in a chanami. But Etzem, because it's really just his achila, that's kaveya the chiv trumas and meisers, because it's spoken about any day of the week. The reason why the Tana specifically spoke about the case of Shabbos is because he wanted to be meramis to a halacha. That the halacha is that even something which is chayv and trumas and meisers going into Shabbos, as if someone, he wasn't supposed to, if someone took off Trumas and Meisers on Shabbos, the food is mutter b'achila. It doesn't become muksa. The only issue over here is the muksa of the fact that maybe a person is he doesn't consider these foods edible because they're only quasi-dry. But in terms of Trumas and Meisers, that doesn't make the food muksa. Because if a person goes ahead and he takes off Trumas and Meisers, it does not become muksa, being that it's only an Issa d'Rabbanan to get that's being mafsik between you and the food, so to speak. So that doesn't make something muksa machmas iser. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that it's the kvias of achila that's making this chayv and trumas and meisers? V'haloi meiser echayzer, can't he just put back the leftovers? And v'shmaina leil Rabbi Eliezer da'amar kolecha the meiser echayzer loikava. We know that Rabbi Eliezer shita is that even if you take food physically, you take a large amount of food, which be'etzim is like a kvias, that as long as you can put back the leftovers back into the original pile, so that doesn't make it into that doesn't make a chayv, that doesn't make a kvias, that doesn't create a chayv trumas and meisers. That now, like we learned in the Mishnah. That a neitel zeisim in a matan, if a person wants to take some aleph from the vat, so he's allowed to snack on it, it's not yet nigman malachtan, he has it to make it into oil, it's not nigman malachtan, so you could snack from it. How do you snack from it? Neitel achas achas b'melach v'eichel, you dip one at a time in some salt and you eat it, perfect, that's perfectly fine. However, says the Tanakamu, v'im tava v'nasan lefan v'asara chayev. However, if you take 10 olives in front of you, and you dip it into salt, but you take 10, so then that's already a kfias, now it's going to be chayev and trumas and meisers. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer is chaylik, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it depends. And he says some cryptic words, which the Gemara will soon explain. He says, minamatan tar chayev, minamatan tamei potter. He says, no, it depends on the tumah and tyra status of the vat. If the vat is tar, so then it's chayiv and chumas and maestris when you take out 10. If the vat is tame, so then you're potter from chumas and maestris when you take out 10. Bibneshu machzer as a maestr, because you can put back the leftovers. Now, vavinimba, we asked the kasha, maishna reisha, maishna seifa, what's the difference between if the vat is tame or tar? Va'amre bevayu, reisha b'mat and tar v'gavra tame, that the difference is like this. The person is tame. So now the Reish is talking about where the olives in the vat are tar. Being that the person is Tameh, when he takes these 10 olives and he puts them in front of him, he's metame the olives. The loy matzah mahadrele. So now he can't put back the leftover olives. Let's say he decides he's only going to eat one or two. He can't put back the leftovers into the vat because that's going to be metame the other olives. And therefore, since he can't put back the leftovers, we give significance to the fact that he took out 10. He took out like a real 10 because he can't even put the leftovers back. That's kaveya, that's a kvias, that's kaveya achiv trumas and maisers. But seifa b'matan tamei v'gavra tamei. In the seifa, we're talking about the same person who's tamei, but the vat is also tamei. The masi mahadrlei, so he could put back the leftovers of the 10 olives that he doesn't plan on eating. So the fact that he took out 10, well, no, he's saving time. He doesn't want to take out one at a time. But we don't have to look at the 10 like he took out 10, because he could always put back the leftovers. So therefore, any time you could put back the leftovers, you see that Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that even though you took out a large amount, that's not called the kviyas. Now this is even if you took out 10. Kol Shekein in our Mishnah, where he didn't even take out any fruits. He just says, Mikan and Yaichel. The fact that he said Mikan and Yaichel, that doesn't create a kvias, because he could always put back the leftovers. So it can't be, it's his achilah that created the kvias. Says the Gemara, no, it's not true. Masnisanami, but muksatar, vagavra tame, deloy matzi mahadale. Maybe our Mishnah is also talking about a case where he can't put back the leftovers. Maybe the muksa, the fruits that are drying are all tar, and he's tame, so he's not going to be able to put back the leftovers. Ask the Gemara, that doesn't make any sense. He never took them to begin with. We're talking about a person who just verbally designated Mikan and Yaichel. You're coming to say that that's the Chiv, that's the Kvias, that was Kaveya, the Chiv, Trumas and Meisers. The fact that he said Mikan and Yaichel. He didn't take anything. So even if he's Tameh, all the leftovers are naturally there. He never took anything. And if so, that shouldn't be considered a Kvias. And if so, it can't be that the thing in our Mishnah which created the Kvias is the fact that he designated it for Achila. Rather, what must it be? It must be Shabbos. It must be, we spoke about Shemitah, because if not for Shemitah, this would be Chayiv and Trumas and Maestros. Ah, it's not Nigmar and Melachton. So you do have a Raya from here, through Rav Nachman's Yisoid, that Shabbos is able to be Kaiveya, Achiv of Trumas and Maestros, even on something which isn't Nigmar and Melachton. Elo Amr of Simi Barashi. Now, no, there's still no raya. In a Chanami, you have a raya that Rabbi Eliezer holds like that, but Rabbi Eliezer Kamer, you're bringing a raya from Rabbi Eliezer that Kilu, that's the halacha across the board, that Shabbos is able to be Kaiveya, even by something which is not Nigmar Malachton. Who cares? Rabbi Eliezer holds like that. We know Rabbi Eliezer Shita that he has a very low threshold for what it takes for something to be a Chayv and Shubas and Maestras. Rabbi Eliezer Letame, Rabbi Eliezer Lashitasa, he always has this low threshold. The Amar Truma Kava. Rabbi Eliezer also holds that if you have fruits that are not Nigmar Melachton, and you take off Truma, you weren't yet Chayiv to, but you took off Truma, so now you can't snack from it anymore. Now it's Chayiv and Maestros. Truma is able to be Kaiveya. The Kol Shekein Shabbos, all the more so Shabbos, which is very Chashiv, who crossed all the Shabbos Oineg, so Shabbos is also able to be Kaiveya. But that's Rabbi Eliezer Lashitasa. The Chachamim hold that Truma is not able to be Kaiveya. They have a higher threshold. So it could be the Chachamim, those who are Chaylik on Rebbe Eliezer, they would also say that Shabbos is not able to be Kaiveya. Where's this Machlaikis about Truma? Did not, we learned in the Mishnah, that Perei Shatarma Na'atshle Nigmar Melachton, if you have fruits that were not yet Nigmar Melachton, but you took off Truma, so Rebbe Eliezer Aisur Le'echom Hen Arai, the Chachamim Matirin. So Rabbi Eliezer says you're not allowed to eat a snack from these fruits, and the Chachamim say that it's mutter. So again, so you see that this is just Rabbi Eliezer Shita. He has a low threshold. He holds that Truma could be created Chiyev, so we hold that Shabbos could also. You can't bring a Rai from here that's the Halacha, so to speak. That the Halacha is that Shabbos could be Kaiveya even on something which is not Nigmar Melachta. So back to the drawing board. Says the Gemara Toshema Miseifa. We do have a raya though from the Seifa. Meaning you're assuming that our Mishnah is only Rebbe Eliezer. Our Mishnah is not just Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachamim got involved in our Mishnah also. The Seifa of our Mishnah says, V'chachamim aimrim, ad sheyir shayim v'yaymer mikan v'adkan. That it's not enough to be vague and say mikan in the Eichel. You can't rely on Breira. You have to designate exactly which fruits you're going to be eating. You have to say it's this fruit, this fruit, and this fruit. You have to designate exactly what you're planning on eating. And then the fruits won't be muksa. But otherwise, we have the same setup of our Mishnah that we're dafka talking about Shemitah. And so what do you see from our Mishnah? Taima the Erev Shabbos v'Shvius. The reason why, as long as you designate exactly which fruits you're going to be eating, it's mutter to eat it on Shabbos, is because we're talking about the Shemitah year where the lav bari surehu, it's not chayv and maestris. Ha b'shar shnei shavua, but if it would be one of the other years of the Shemitah cycle, the b'nei surei nenu, which are in Maisers, Asurim, it's going to be Asur to eat these fruits on Shabbos, even if you designate it. My time on, now why is it Asur? It's the Chayyur telling me it's Asur because it's Chayiv and Chumis and Maisers. But it's standing by Malachton. So why is it Chayiv? Lav Mishum de Shabbos Kava. Must be, you have a Raya, the Chachamim also hold of this Yisoid, that Shabbos is able to be Kaivei Achiv of Chumis and Maisers, even on something which is not Nigma Malachton. To which the Gemara says, Loi, no, it's not a raya. Shani Hasam, like we said before, Kaven Da'amar Mikan Alad Kan, and Yoichel, Lamachar. It's because you designated it for Achila. It's the designation, La'achila, Kavale, that's what was Kaveya, the Chiv of Trumas and Meisers. So ask the Gemara, like we asked before, Yachi Mayer Yeshabbos Afili Bechol Nami. So why are we talking specifically about Shabbos? This is true any day during the week. Says the Gemara, the same Teretz as before, Ha'kamash Malon, the Tevel Muchan, who waits till Shabbos, Shemaver Visit. The Tana specifically spoke about Shabbos to be meramis to this halacha that on something which is tevel going into Shabbos, if somebody went ahead and he took off trumas and maaseros, it does not become muksa. But the point is that there's no raya from our Mishnah according to the Chachamim that Shabbos is able to be kaivei achiv of trumas and maaseros, because it could be it was really his designation la'achila, that's what was kaivei the chiv. But in the Chanami, we do have a raya that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Shabbos is kaveya. It's just that you can't learn from Rabbi Eliezer to the Chachamim. But Rabbi Eliezer, yes. Rabbi Eliezer, we do have a raya that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Shabbos could be kaveya, a chiv of Trumas and Maisers on something, even if it's not Nigma Malachton. On that now, ask the Gemara or Ramini. Is that really true? I'll bring you a raya that Rabbi Eliezer holds that Shabbos cannot be kaveya achiev on something which was not nigman malachta. The Braisa says like this. The ikar we're going to need is the seifa, but the Braisa says like this. Ha'eichel be'eshkol. A person was eating from a cluster of grapes. Now grapes were used to turn into wine, so this is not nigman malachta. Ve'nichnas migina lechatzer. And he ate, he was eating from this cluster, and he walked into his chatzer. So Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer Yigmar, Rabbi Eliezer says he could continue snacking. The Chatzar does not have the ability to be Kaivei Achiv Trumas and Maisers on something which was not Nigmar and Malachtan. Rabbi Yeshua, Aymer Lo Yigmar, he holds that the Chatzar could be Kaivei even on something which is not Nigmar and Malachta. And therefore he says you can't continue snacking until you take off Trumas and Maisers. Says the Seifa of the Braisa now. Again, the same scenario, the person snacking from these, from the cluster of grapes. And then, Chashcha Belele Shabbos. And then, it became nighttime, it became Leil Shabbos. So Rabbi Eliezer Aymer Yigmar. Rabbi Eliezer says he could continue eating from the grapes, presumably on Shabbos. You can continue snacking from it, because Shabbos is not Kaiveya Achiv of Trumas and Maisers on something which was not Nigra Malachton. Not like what we proved from Rabbi Eliezer before. Now Rabbi Yeshua Aymer Lo Yigmar. Rabbi Yeshua says Shabbos is Kaiveya, so you can't continue snacking. But the point is, we have a steer in Rabbi Eliezer. From our Mishnah, we proved that Rabbi Eliezer Shita is that Shabbos could be Kaiveya, and in this Braisa Yushi Shabbos cannot be Kaiveya. So says the Gemara, Hasam Gedekatani Taima. Now in the Braisa, the answer is that there's more details in the Braisa than what meets the eye. Rabbi Nassan explained, we have a member for Rabbi Nassan, that Rabbi Nassan Aymer, Loi Kishamar Rabbi Eliezer Yigmar Bechatzri Yigmar. So first of all, in the Reisha, when Rabbi Eliezer says, in the case where he brought the cluster into the Chatzar, that you could continue snacking, he didn't mean that you could snack on it inside the Chatzar. Inside the Chatzar, so the Achila is not considered a snack. Elu Yaitzei Chutzul Chatzar. the Yigmar. But you could take the cluster outside the Chatzar and you could finish it there. V'loi k'sham Rabbi Eliezer Yigmar b'Shabbos Yigmar. And also in the case of the Shabbos case, Rabbi Eliezer did not mean to say that you could continue snacking on it on Shabbos. Avadana, Shabbos is kaiveya. Anything you eat on Shabbos is by definition not considered a snack. So in a chanami, Rabbi Eliezer shita is that Shabbos is kaiveya, and you can't continue snacking on it on Shabbos. Elamamtin l'matzei Shabbos v'yigmor. When Rabbi Eliezer says you could snack from it, he meant that you have to wait until matzei Shabbos, but then you'll be able to snack from it. As opposed to Rabbi Yeshua held that even matzei Shabbos, you're not going to be able to snack from it. But Rabbi Eliezer shita is that Shabbos is kaivas, and there's no kasha from this brisa. He did not mean to say that you could continue snacking from it on Shabbos. He meant that you could continue snacking from it on matzei Shabbos.